The entertainment industry might have a new behemoth.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. What has long been talked about became official this morning with Comcast announcing plans to buy a majority stake in NBC Universal, buying that from General Electric. The price tag, just under $14 billion. This deal would make Comcast one of the biggest entertainment firms in the world, both a producer and distributor of what they call content. That is, if the deal goes through. To tell us more, Marketplace's Amy Scott joins us live. Hi, Amy.
Hi there.
First of all, who gets what in this deal?
Well, if it goes through, GE, the current majority owner, would get $8 billion and the option to cash in the rest of its stake in NBC Universal in the next several years. Comcast, which is the country's largest cable operator, would now control the NBC broadcast network, as well as several cable channels, theme parks, and a film studio.
Yeah, so much stuff. Is there a particular area where Comcast would get a leg up?
One area is sports. Stacey Kramer is co-editor of Content Next Media. She says Comcast's own sports channel, Versus, hasn't really been a full-fledged competitor to ESPN, but she says it will get a boost from NBC Universal's sports programming.
As a cable operator, Comcast would like to see strong competitors to ESPN because ESPN is so expensive. I would look for something that becomes literally an NBC sports network and for things to be shared with broadcast and other cable channels the way that ESPN and ABC currently work within Disney.
You know, earlier, Amy, I said if this deal goes through, how likely are regulators to sign off?
Yeah, well, Kramer expects it to take at least a year to go through. Consumer advocates are worried about this deal stifling competition and setting off a wave of media mergers. So it's likely that Comcast may have to make some concessions.
Yeah, Marketplace's Amy Scott joining us live. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And Comcast stock is up more than 7%. The market in general is mixed and sort of flat. S&P 500 is barely budged. The NASDAQ is up 0.3%, but the Dow is down 11 points at 10,441. European stocks ended mixed as well, and it was Asian markets that rose pretty smartly today. On Capitol Hill today, Federal Reserve Chair Ben Bernanke is telling the Senate Banking Committee why he deserves another term. Bernanke has been faulted by some for the Fed's role in the banking meltdown, but a few minutes ago he defended the central bank's actions.
I think the question that lies before you, if you fight a battle and you lose the battle, does that mean you never use an army again? You have to improve and fix the situation. You don't have to necessarily eliminate the institution. So, I think that we did certainly not a perfect job by any means, but I don't think we stand out as having done a worse job than other regulators. And again, many of the critical firms and markets that were the worst problems were outside of our purview.
Also sorting out its banking mess now is Europe. And today, the European Central Bank started the process of withdrawing some of its support for banks there. Marketplace's Stephen Beard looks at potential benefits and risks.
The ECB has pumped large amounts of cash into the European banking system. The effort proved effective. It helped save the system from collapse. But today the bank said it's scaling back this special lending program. It believes there is now enough liquidity around. Eric Mather runs the European Policy Forum. He says the recovery is gathering pace. ECB officials are now fretting about inflation.
They aren't going to take any risks with inflation, and they would rather start the tightening now than risk things getting out of control later in 2010.
But today's measure is only a gentle tightening, with good reason, according to Standard & Poor's. The ratings agency spots another threat on the horizon. It says that as central banks withdraw their emergency support next year, European companies could face a severe shortage of cash, to the tune of $1.5 trillion. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
The U.S. government said this morning the number of people filing new jobless claims dropped to the lowest number in more than a year. The Obama administration is discussing ways to tackle unemployment today at a jobs summit at the White House.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Bank of America, which has begun a 10-year, $1.5 trillion investment in low to moderate income communities. and is distributed by American Public Media. For information about underwriting this or other APM programs, such as Marketplace Money, visit AmericanPublicMedia.org.
This morning, the nation's retailers, especially clothing merchants, are reporting they had a pretty weak November. The bright spot so far this year has been in online shopping. But from the Marketplace Entrepreneurship Desk at Oregon Public Broadcasting, Mitchell Hartman tells us that starting an online store is harder than it sounds.
Allison Dorst launched pinksandgreens.com, an online women's golf store, back in May. It was the dark days of spring.
There's definitely a hesitation of the economy and being in the golf retail industry, which is luxury goods.
So far, though, sales have been strong, and she expects to make a profit next year. But the marketing is expensive. Dorst spends thousands a month to make sure her business comes up in web searches. Riva Lazansky writes the blog smallbizdaily.com.
The hardest part right now about being a new startup online retailer is cutting through the clutter. There's so much competition, so how are you going to let people know you exist?
Social networks are a good start. Dorst has 1,400 people on her company's Facebook page.
It's great because the women can banter back and forth about what's a good club, what's a good shoe.
But she needs men, too, to buy golf gifts for their wives.
Because it's been all women buying stuff for themselves.
Teaching men to shop for women online. There's a marketing challenge for the 21st century. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Mitchell mentioned Facebook there. Well, a woman claiming to be the daughter of General Motors' former CEO, Fritz Henderson, is saying his departure was definitely not his idea. How do I know this? Yeah, because she posted it on Facebook in all capital letters. The post was quickly taken down, but not before the auto industry blog Jalopnik.com got hold of it. If I read it to you without the expletives, it would be mostly just small helper verbs. The gist is she doesn't care for GM's chairman and does not appear likely to purchase any more GM products. This is Marketplace Morning Report. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.